The Alaska Marine Highway's Lacante has been taken out of service. State officials say wasted steel in the 46-year-old vessel could cost $2.8 million more than it had budgeted for. It's poor timing. Its sister ship, Aurora, is due to be brought into Ketchikan shipyard on Monday, leaving few options to pick up the slack. Ferry spokesman Sam Dapcevich says connections in the northern panhandle are effectively severed or reduced.
Service to Angoon, Tanaki, Pelican, and Gustavus will be stopped. And then there will be reduced service. Haines and Skagway are going to receive service once per week, and Hoonoh will receive service twice per month.
It's not clear how long the gaps will be. Repair estimates for the Aurora aren't expected until November 15th. At that point, the state says it'll investigate repairing one of the two ferries, but not both. In the meantime, travelers are effectively stranded with no notice.
We have been changed 6 times since last May.
Gustavus resident Bruce Tedston didn't need caller ID when the Marine Highway's reservation line called on Thursday.
Which is like getting a call that a relative died, because I've got so many of them this summer. I just know what it is when it rings and I see that number up there.
He's speaking via cell phone in Nevada. He and his wife can fly home to Gustavus, but their Chevy truck can't.
Our vehicle could be potentially laid up in Juneau for at least 6 months, because they're going to be doing some dock work in March, April, and May.
That means there are no ferries to or from Gustavus for the foreseeable. The couple situation isn't unique. Residents of Angoon, Tanaki Springs, and Pelican are also now stranded, though state officials didn't immediately say how many. The state does have 2 brand new Alaska-class ferries it built for $120 million in Ketchikan. Neither are currently on the schedule because they're due to have side doors added this winter. But even if the new boats were ready, ferry spokesman Dapcevich says they couldn't substitute for the Aurora or Lacante anytime soon.
It can't tie up in Tanaki. I believe it also can't tie up in Angoon at this time due to an issue with the dock there. It is able to tie up in Gustavus. I was told it's not able to get into Pelican. But right now, we're still trying to get some answers on if the Taslina would be available to fill in.
That leaves few alternatives. The fast ferry Fairweather has been stripped of its fixtures as the state preps it for sale, and the larger mainliners also can't tie up to the smaller docks. Flying often is not an option, especially in winter. Angoon, Tanaki Springs, and Pelican are only accessible by float plane, and none of these southeast communities have barge service. That means the cost of freighting in groceries is expected to skyrocket, as food will have to be flown in. State lawmakers from across Alaska will take notice of the disruption to service. They'll have to. An email to legislators that went out Friday says sailings to the capital Juneau for the January legislative session will be weekly. The email asks legislators to kindly drop their vehicles off at a secure location in Haines 2 weeks in advance. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.